Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with Dr. Busby. I'm going to continue on with some overdrive in the next segment. Go to Julio listening on 1530 AM in Chicago. Ramon and Tanner and Rose and Mercedes and everybody else that's patiently holding. Dr. Busby, we've only got about 4 or 5 minutes in this short segment. Folks can go see your studies and the other mainline studies you link to at LLRC.org, greenaudit.org, and hopefully find out about what's happening. But you heard my question. Is there any form of safe atomic or nuclear power?
No, there isn't. It's not possible to constrain the atom. It's not possible to do anything with the atom that is safe enough, that prevents releases of these radionuclides. And all of these radionuclides have significant harmful effects at very, very low concentrations. So the answer is no, you can't do that. And I should say one thing before, in the little time I've got left, is that in terms of Fukushima, people in the United States, their attention is in the wrong places. They're concerned about the concentrations of radionuclides in Pacific tuna, which are very, very low, really, much lower than the levels, for instance, in Europe, in herring in the Baltic Sea, which is, we have levels of 50 becquerels per kilogram in herring in the Baltic Sea. So, earlier I reassured everybody about what would happen not people in Japan, but you know, people in the United States if it all went up. But the people in the United States have their own problems, and the dangers there are much greater from the local nuclear
site. I was about to say, now whenever they have a leak or a problem, they don't even tell you.
No, that's right. And so if you're worried about radioactivity in fish, you want to worry about the fish that swim in the river, which is fed water by the nuclear reactor near you, because a map that I've seen of the United States with nuclear reactors is like somebody's thrown a lot of darts at it. There are an awful lot of nuclear reactors, and they're all very old, and they're all falling to pieces, and they're all leaking like sieves, and it's all going into the ground, and it's all going into your food and your water.
Sure, what about the number that I see of 91%? CBS News says 75% of reactors are leaking. Well, what's the real number from your research?
I would think 100% is the number that are leaking. It's absolutely not possible to function with a nuclear power station without it leaking. It can't be done.
That's what I was told by Captain Don Darling, who's the head of Veterans for Peace here in Austin. He was on nuclear submarines as a captain and then ran the famous super submersible rescue subs. And he said they're all a bunch of liars. He said they would have them do tests where they turn the reactor on and off, frying everyone on board. He's had incredible health problems. I mean, he just concurs with what you're saying.
Of course, the problem is that, you know, it's like being stabbed and then you die 10 years later. So it's very difficult for you to actually take any case on this or actually do anything about it. And the stuff is invisible. So unless you have all sorts of radiation measuring equipment, the best that you can do is just get out of the way of any nuclear power station or anything to do with it. Just run away. And even then you're not safe because, of course, you've got all the fallout from the weapons. I mean, people living in Marin County, California, of course, you know, for example, have a very high level of breast cancer because of all the fallout that landed in the Rockies after the Nevada tests and then washed on down into San Francisco Bay. So, you know, you need to know what's going on here, and you need to be aware that you're all being irradiated the whole time until you stop these people from continuing to release these substances.
And, of course, now they're talking about not even mothballing 40-year-old facilities and letting them go 50, 60. So, those are guaranteed to blow up.
Well, of course, they're just trying to make money. It's all about money, isn't it, Alec? That's what it's about. Keep the things going because you can make more money out of it. Well, I mean, what can we do? What can we say? I mean, it's a political issue, and until you can sort out the political situation and have people that you can trust...
Well, look at Fukushima. They're building more reactors even after that. I mean, if you go by Mombiot, if one blows up in the U.S. or France, they'll say build more. It's like, it blew up.
I know. But Mombiot is a fool. I mean, nobody takes any notice of him. And in his attacks on us and his advocating new nuclear power stations, he's totally shot himself in the foot. Nobody listens to him anymore.
LLRC.org. Dr. Busby, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, you're welcome.
Wow, simply amazing. Folks, I've done the research. I've talked to other physicists. It's so horrible. I mean, we got to get rid of these things. I mean, that's it. We got to do it. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hurricanes, job loss, uncertain times. There are so many good reasons to be prepared. Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Every day it becomes more clear. Our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Folks, here's what happened. We all got comfortable. It was supposedly America, the freest people in the world, and everything was going to be fine. And then the folks that didn't want us involved in trying to make a better world began to demonize anybody who was informed, anybody was involved, so even more people shut up and went away. You know, if you expose the government killed Kennedy, they'd kill you. And now we're seeing a reawakening of sanity, of common sense. I mean, even mainstream media, faced with dropping ratings and everyone deserting them, do things like grill Pelosi. David Gregory did, and he's a big insider with the White House. His kids go to school with the presidents. He had to grill her and say she was full of prunes, as Dan Rather would say, over saying that Obamacare is a great deal. And the fact that she's criticizing Democrats that are trying to repeal it. Even the New York Times has come out and said, we can repeal this, let's repeal it. The problem is the special interests, whatever they come up with, will be a screw job on top of that. Until we admit we're in trouble and have criminals running things. I don't want to go into a rant about health care, but I've studied it. You can look it up. It was hands down. We had the best, cheapest health care. That's how it works. The least expensive, the most competitive, best in the world until the mid-1960s. And then government got involved with regulations and special interest, and big hospitals wanted to shut down their competition and shut down treatments and things. Look, fake treatments, quack science gets phased out real quick just by word of mouth in the market. But you got a bunch of government and HMOs and insurance companies wanting to fix things and wanting to get government to regulate so they could charge you way more and control the treatment you got. And now the market's gone, and now we have a total screw job. I'm going to go to your phone calls, as promised. It's just that we've got to get rid of this healthcare system. And the old one we had in the last 40 years is bad and corrupt as well. It's just that we've got a broken system by design. It isn't broken for the 0.1% that are crony capitalist, anti-free market. But you can go to the articles that are on drudgereport.com. We've got to write a story about this in more detail. D.C. now fastest growing region of 1%ers in the country. Yeah, it's a cancer. Overtakes New York, Los Angeles. Income gap widens. And again, this ultra-rich are the ones saying get rid of the middle class and the new rich that actually make their money. If you're actually a real company that innovates, hires people, builds an economy, oh, that, you are a dirty, rotten, nasty rich person, you know, that's got 500 employees. But when you're big General Electric, you're tax exempt. It's very simple, folks. And they've got all these people wondering why they're getting poor. The media's telling them it's because that guy lives in a mansion down the street. Really, the guy that buys cars, the guy that has employees, the guy that has the insurance, the guy that goes to the restaurants, whose wife gets their hair done, who gives money to the charities. And as they get rid of the middle class, folks, the charities are going to go away. This is economic conquest. This is getting rid of the middle class, the first thing communists do. But this isn't communism. This is bankers using the model of communism because they're offshore and exempt to shut us down. And I know I say that every show in different ways, but that's the key. What made America great was people admired business people that invented a cotton gin. Or, you know why slavery really started to get phased out and sharecropping in the United States? There were more white slaves than even black slaves, and black slaves probably had a little bit worse than the so-called white slaves, but the point was it was slavery all around for most people. The cotton gin came along, and, well, now you had a machine that could sort through and get the seeds out, and people weren't as valuable anymore. And so then they went off, and other parts of the economy grew. But I don't want to go off into an economic discussion here with everybody. The issue here, ladies and gentlemen, is innovation is what is going to empower us. And the globalists are against innovation. Instead, the only innovation they allow is their innovation, which is like GMO crops that should be outlawed immediately. And I don't mean hybridizing two squash plants to get a better. No, I mean stacking 10, 15 genetic traits in there, where three generations later it mutates and puts out a toxin, and they don't care and just keep putting it on the store shelves, like BT corn. All right, I'm done. Just very briefly, you heard Dr. Busby about the reactors leaking. The UN says 91% are leaking. He says they're all leaking. All I know is they've turned the alarms off all over the country. They don't even talk about problems now when they happen. And they tell people that work in them, everything's fine. And in Canada, they're forced to report on, like every week you hear about one, you know, off-gassing, you know, 100 million whatever's into the water and then thousands of gallons of, you know, radiation released and all this other garbage. I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. And what I do, and it's not perfect, but from my research and what the doctors have told me, true, pure, unbound nascent iodine in a glycerin base is the best way to go. So we found the best. Survival Shield, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And that's how we build this operation. It's my goal to bring you the very best products out there, to then have excess funds to build a better media operation, to hire more people and pay our great crew better, and really have a first-rate operation where we can have reporters all over the country and then finally all over the world. But we have to do that by the funding, so we do it via InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go to Ramon in Florida. Thanks for holding her on the air.
What's going on, Alex? You know, down here in FEMA Region 6, still trucking on for the truth movement every day. But you should take one day out of every week to just rant, man. That's some of your best stuff. I don't know if you remember the Magellan is cooler than Justin Bieber rant, but it's probably 100 million views strong on YouTube, man. It's awesome.
You know, there are a lot of versions of that, millions of views of it, I know, and people like that Justin Bieber rant. I mispronounced his name on purpose. And I mean, you know, Justin Bieber, I mean, look at it. He's got all that money, all that fame, and he's totally unhappy. walking around wearing diaper pants. And it's just very, very sad that the system can make him our idol instead of somebody like Magellan. But you can say whatever you want about Magellan. That guy was incredible.
Yeah, he circumnavigated the globe. We all know. We give everybody props what props is due, man. We've spoken a few times, and I always let you know I'm down here in Miami in one of the, you know, pretty run-down neighborhoods, pretty much like just lower income or public assistance. But we're starting to wake up. You know, day to day, we're just going, helping elderly people understand about nascent iodine and what it can do for radiation or a lot of the other things on InfoWarsTeam.com. And we're not getting paid for it. We're getting paid through our soul. We understand that by helping one another, it'll help our children. I'm here with my family, my girl raising a 17-month-old, unvaccinated, very healthy, beautiful baby girl.
Awesome.
A lot of the information. Yeah, and that's why people like, you know, the caller a few before me tried to let you know that we appreciate it. It's not that you're doing anything that we can't do ourselves. It's that you're brave enough to do it. A lot of people know the information but understand the repercussions that come with letting other people know. But we know that without standing up, our children have no future. So we're doing everything we need to do to just bring the information to probably the people that need it the most are the lower income. You know, you tend to think about them as, you know, just not so smart. But
I don't think of people like that. You can find some of the smartest people in low-income areas. You can find some of the dumbest in the rich areas. I find that people have a soul and an intellect and a love of liberty, then they can be fully woken up. And they want to make us all poor and all dependent. That's the game. And sure, people could point their finger 50 years ago at maybe 5% of the population on assistance. Now it's half. I mean, this is fundamentally a plan. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Julio in Illinois, listening on 1530 AM. Go ahead, Julio.
Hello, Alex. First off, prayers to all those in central Illinois after yesterday's devastating storms. It's thoughts and prayers go out to them. So much stuff going on, Alex. It's crazy to see everything happening so fast, although we kind of expected it to happen so fast. Your article, or Paul Watson's article that made it to Drudge Report about the TSA, I'm reading something very fascinating that came out, I think, a couple days ago from the GAO, talking about aviation security and how the document headline is TSA should limit future funding for behavior detection activities. Goes into how TSA's SPOT program is basically a waste of money. SPOT is screening of passengers by observation techniques. TSA is set to ask for about $5 billion, or about $3 billion, excuse me, for 2014. And basically the GAO is saying all their practices are a joke. Now, on top of that, I'm reading a document from the Department of Defense titled Sociological Behavior Analysis and Modeling Technologies for Phase Zero World. This came out March 6th of 2013. And it goes into basically how the Department of Defense, teaming up with a bunch of major universities, are gathering all the data from all over the world, including Eastern Michigan University, Michigan University, Arizona State. The document describes develop theological framework for analyzing key figures of extremist stories and their influence in a method of tracking narratives across the space. Arizona State is doing that. And, you know, extremists, according to DHS, is anyone who is a Tea Partier or Libertarian or Ron Paul.
Oh, no. Speaking of DrudgeReport.com, our story is on the right-hand side. I hadn't noticed that. TSA rolls out detention pods at airport terminals. And that's what these are. When you go into a bank in Italy, you walk in, it locks behind you. They have to authorize letting you in. But this is to leave the airport. This is a way to totally break you and your family up, to put you in these one at a time. And this is their plan for society. And what's frustrating is it was 2-3 years ago that Liberty Guard with former Congressman Bob Barr sued because they got the cover sheet from an insider and they confirmed it was happening, that Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, InfoWars.com, DrudgeReport.com, and other names, I think it was on the Ron Paul and others, are listed as extremists. And then they have secret files on us. And they actually demonize us in the classes. And then they declared national security in the lawsuit. And last time I heard InfraGuard is the FBI spy program. Liberty Guard. Liberty Guard couldn't get those. But absolutely, that's what's going on. Julio, it's crazy. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Tanner in Texas. Tanner, you're on the air.
Alex, man, this is my first time calling in. I've been listening for about a year now, ever since the Sandy Hook. The other day, I got the Nathan Iodine in, and literally after maybe 30 seconds to a minute after taking those drops, man, my mind just, it hit. It was a wave of just something different. And now I've got these headaches, and I think I remember from listening to your show, it's the part of the detox that your body goes through.
Yeah, listen, I warn people up front about this. And again, I'm not screening the call. Everybody's calling about iodine. We may have to ban people doing that because there's so many positive reviews. It sounds canned, but it's not. I forget the effect that Dr. Brownstein talks about. He's a medical doctor. Then you've got the other folks, the pharmacists talk about it, but also Dr. Group talks about it. Has a scientific name. I forget the name of it. I've read all the literature. But after a few weeks, there's an effect. That might be it. Look it up. And it's a detoxing effect when it starts drawing out the fluoride, other stuff in your body that you feel it. And in about a month, I began to feel it. Some people, it's a few days, depending on how toxic you are. And then reportedly, and again, I'm no doctor, so I shouldn't even talk about this, but I'm just giving you what I remember him saying, then it goes away after a while, and then you get the clarity. And that's exactly what I've gone through. And the issue is, if you're deficient for decades in iodine, or your body can't break down the type that's in the food chain now that's chemically bound, when you get unbound pure atomic iodine, the real deal, I mean, it's a big deal of what it does to reportedly the glands, the hormones, everything. So go ahead and describe what's happened for you.
Well, yeah, I started taking it yesterday. I got it, and I took it, and boom, it was like a drug. It was like a high. I mean, my mind was clear. I was more focused. It was more energy, and I have a hereditary family of suffering from hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism, the both kinds of forms of thyroidism.
Which, by the way, is epidemic, and that effect is when the iodine kills the bad bacteria in your gut. But there's another effect he was talking about, another effect, but go ahead, sir.
I mean, it's great. I don't know how to explain it. I just feel a difference, a catastrophic difference from the way I was used to going. I'm 21 years old, and I've caught on to this early now, and I try to get my family on it. But this stuff that you've come out with is just really changing things around. You know, they always told me to take these pills. But as soon as I took the drops, it was like I putting on some different kind of glasses. I could see differently. In the form of health-wise. It's just a 100% benefit.
Well, actually, I'm not going to get into what the medical doctors have told me just because it sounds too ridiculous. So, but the whole issue is there's all sorts of these toxins, these fluorines, these halogens all over the body and in different nerve tissues, you name it. And all I'm saying is consult a physician before you take it because a lot of people are so toxic, Lord knows what it'll do to you. And again, this is compared to the pill iodine you can buy at the store that the government recommends that's somewhat toxic from what I've read, but still better than nothing. This stuff isn't even as strong. It doesn't matter because it's electrified, basically, and it's pure, and it's bioavailable. That's the difference with this stuff. Look, as much as I knew about fluoride and the fluoride conspiracy, as much as I knew about all this stuff, I was sitting right beside this the whole time. And just kept talking to experts and nutritionists and scientists and medical doctors and pharmacists, and they kept saying iodine, iodine, iodine. So I got on the Modafinil in the last year, really felt that. My wife's like, whoa, you know, you bring on these supplements, but this is dynamite. Modafinil we sell, but, you know, any brown seaweed, southern hemisphere is better than nothing. Gourmet salts have some of the good iodine in them. I mean, you know, this is just one way or the other, folks. You need to get this stuff. But then it's like light years better with this particular form of Nathan Iodine, which, as I said, they've had major, but I have the contract, major companies in cosmetics and shampoo, I'll just leave it at that, that have tried to get the proprietary system and basically buy out this iodine. It's just amazing. But it doesn't matter because the genie's out of the bottle. And another factory has now been built separately in Texas. It's actually in New Mexico, but it's run from Texas. That's not where ours is coming from yet, but It's very exciting. It's very, very exciting. And again, it turns out the establishment already knows all this. In fact, it turns out we are not the only place that has this. It turns out there's private development of this has been going on for a long time, and guess who's taking it? The establishment. And that's why they're taking such notice to us promoting it, is that this is their little secret. Well, of course, they're bombing us with all the bad halogens, because your body's got to have them one way or the other, so they'll use the bad ones if the good one isn't there. I mean, they want a bunch of zombies. What do you think's going on here? You call it the fluoride conspiracy or the iodine conspiracy? I don't know what you call it, but, I mean, it's real, folks. It's real. It's like if you don't have water, you'll die. I mean, if you don't have iodine, you'll die. If you don't have essential fatty acids, you'll die. And they tell you, don't eat a diet that has fat, period. Well, your brain will shrivel up if you don't eat fat. I mean, it's just not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. And you don't have to get our iodine, by the way. The gourmet salts that I have no stock in and don't sell, the Himalayan and others, they got online studies that break them down. Just look them up for yourself. Talk to your doctor. They'll tell you, no salt. Bloomberg says, we'll arrest you if you have salt. Well, yeah, not the processed garbage salt. That probably is bad. The gourmet salts that have been in the mountains, you know, for millions of years, back when those were oceans, those gourmet salts, folks, have the iodine in them. I'm not trying to not sell my product. I just want everybody to know about Himalayan salts, period. Okay? Yeah, there's Dr. McCullough up there talking about them. Okay, let's go to another caller here. Mercedes in Oregon, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to say a few things. My daughter and I, we pray for you. And we love you because you speak the truth in this world of lies. And that you're actually doing things to fight against the evil.
Well, I'm just trying to defeat the tyranny and trying to... score one for the team, at the same time trying to promote freedom and prosperity through the free market and liberty. So please don't thank me, ma'am. Thank you for being a listener and a supporter. What'd you call in about today?
I called in about several things. Of course, the iodine, I've been using it for over a month for my daughter and I. Great effects. Hair loss was restored. And I'm sure there's other things that...
Well, ma'am, we didn't screen your calls, but I think I'm going to have to put a ban on iodine calls. What is going on? I've never gotten such positive feedback. Go ahead.
Yep, thank you. Also, the fact that you have a testimony of Christ is amazing because that actually helped me to understand what you're talking about. I didn't really understand. I was listening to you. I could, go and do research, but it wasn't sinking in. Once I got a testimony of Jesus Christ, I understood what's going on in the world. I understood the evil is attacking the people, getting their bodies sick to get to the soul. How, that makes it a lot easier job for them. To get a person's spirit, once you got their body,
Whoa, she just said it. The New World Order wants our body because then it gets our soul. They are literally knocking down the gates. That's it. And that's it. They want to kill, steal, and destroy us. Once you understand that the New World Order is demon-powered, it's like they have computers, says Intel inside. New World Order, Satan inside. We only have an Obama poster with it, on his lapel, like powered by Satan. God bless you, ma'am. I appreciate your call. I got to go to Alfred real quick. No, it's not Alfred. It's Rose. Rose, I only got a minute left. You say there's UN in South Carolina. Tell me quickly.
Do you know if they are delivering you in tanks to South Carolina police departments? I heard that in several different places.
Did you say, do I know if they're delivering me?
Delivering you in tanks to South Carolina. I heard that in several different places.
Well, they are having a big drill up there, and they are delivering armored vehicles to police departments all over the country from Homeland Security, ma'am. So, yes, I mean, that is going on. But, I mean, it's all just part of the internationalization of everything. All right, I'm out of town. I'm out of town. I'm out of time. I'm really tired now. I'm doing 3.5 hours. And we're going to go. I am going out of town to Dallas coming up in a few days.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Joining us on this live Monday worldwide broadcast. Coming up the next hour, we'll open the phones up and get into TSA rolls out detention pods. That's their words at airport terminal exits. Slaves go in, slaves don't go out, where they can now just close you off. And they're coming out with whole tunnels where you go, and then a wall comes in, and then they divert you off into a jail cell, and your family wonders where you went. You know, daddy goes in first. And then you come in, and then where's daddy? You don't worry about it. It's all a very calm way to not freak everyone out at the TSA lines. This is how you turn lines into Nazi, German, Soviet, authoritarian, fascist, communist, oppressive style turnstiles. Absolutely incredible. That's why the FEMA admits they want to use the sports stadiums during emergencies for a mass processing of citizens in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act that anyone can go read for themselves. Also, Mark Faber fears the end of the capitalistic economic system as we know it. We've got video of that from Zero Hedge. That's up on InfoWars.com. The latest on Obamacare as Pelosi seeks to keep Democrats in line amid health care turmoil. And, of course, the big news report, Israel, Saudi Arabia cooperating on possible attack on Iran, nuclear weapons transfers from Pakistan to Saudi Arabia. The purchases have reportedly already been made. Now, we're joined right now by a person who is, well, really a historic figure. James Jim Thomas Taig was a witness to the assassination of U.S. President John F. Kennedy in Dallas 50 years ago this Friday. And he received a wound on his right cheek during the assassination from a ricochet of a bullet intended for Kennedy. Absolutely. There were a lot of bullet holes in the concrete. I think you can still see some of them. He is the only person, in addition to Kennedy and Texas Governor John B. Connally, known to have been wounded by gunfire in Dallas, Dealey Plaza that day. And guess what else, ladies and gentlemen? Daily Caller reports JFK assassination eyewitness won't be at 50th anniversary. That's right. He cannot get a ticket from the controlled public ceremony. 5,000 people are being selectively given them, and anyone who criticizes the official story that only about 9% of people on average in scientific polls agree with, 90% or more do not believe the official story, including the Secretary of State. John Kerry doesn't believe it, but that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You're not allowed to be there. And now we've got our reporters actually going up there tomorrow. I'll be there Wednesday night. The barricades are already going up, and we talked to insiders. I've already had one of my crew members up there last week who talked to the hotels, talked to the police off record and others. The word is they're going to push the barricades up to 6-7 blocks back and have checkpoints so they can have the international media there and control this. So Jim Taig joins us right now. Imagine the only other person wounded that day, the third person shot, and the Warren Commission didn't even know about him until later, and then he testified. This is how controlled the FBI whitewash was, and he joins us now, sir. Thank you for coming on.
Good morning.
Well, sir, you've got the floor. Talk about your experience that day, your book, where you break down what really happened, and then now this attack on free speech. It looks like the shadow government didn't just kill our president. 50 years later, they're killing our First Amendment.
Well, I my new book, LBJ and the Kennedy Killing, I start from the first to go all the way through. A lot of people, well, let me back up. People's 15 years old then or 65 now. So a lot of information that was not known put into a book, 101 stories in 101 chapters. Now, let me go back to that day. I was there by accident. I just got stopped in traffic. Wasn't planning on seeing Kennedy. And my car was stopped on the triple underpass. Got out, walked 4 or 5 steps to get into the visibility of the Dealey Plaza. No more than done that, and somebody throws a firecracker. Pop. Well, that's what it sounded like, but it was the first shot. And I'm thinking to myself, what kind of idiot would be throwing a firecracker with the president driving by? No more than get those thoughts out of my mind, and crack, crack of 2 rifle shots. Something stings me in the face. Well, that catches my attention. There's something going on. Anyway, I'm standing there for a moment, stunned. A man in a suit comes running up to him. It turns out he's a deputy sheriff named Buddy Walters. And he asked me, he says, what's going on down here? I said, I don't know. And we stand there for a moment and notice that the motorcycle policeman's talking to a couple of people, what is now known as the Grassy Knoll. We wait for traffic to clear, which had been released after the motorcade, and get across the street just in time to hear this man sobbing, his head exploded. And the policeman says, whose head? And he says, the president's. And I'll never forget Deputy Sheriff Buddy Wall was turning to the grass, the other side of the sidewalk, and kicking the grass with his toe, hard as he could, damn, damn, damn. He looked up at me and he says, "You got blood on your face." And I reached up and palmed my hand, sure enough. And I remember something stinging me during the crack, crack of two rifle shots. Buddy asked me, he says, "Where were you standing?" And I said, "Back over where you ran up to me." And so we wait for traffic to clear again, and before we can get over to the point between Main and Commerce, it's very narrow right there before it goes under the underpass, Buddy Scott says, "Look here on the curb." We could see from across the street a bullet mark on the curb. And we stand there, look at it. We both felt of it, tried to line it up. And finally, we go back across the street where people start to gather and comparing notes what just happened. I'm asked to stick around. They want to get a statement from me. Well, about 20 minutes after the shooting, I suddenly remember my car still sitting out in the street. So I go jump in it to move it, get it out of the way, and repark, and I couldn't. Crowds of people had suddenly come on Dealey Plaza, and it was a traffic jam. So I drove on down to the police station, told the desk sergeant where I was there. He sent me up to homicide, and I sat in homicide for perhaps 30 minutes until a sergeant walks, or detective named Gus Rose walks in. And the detective takes out a yellow pad and takes briefly the notes. It was very simple. I just got stopped in traffic and something stung me on the cheek, blah, blah, blah. And as we're about to end up, there's a noise there at the door of homicide, and two policemen bring a man in handcuffs behind his back. And Detective Rose says, "What you got there?" And one of the policemen says, "This is the man that killed a policeman over in Oak Cliff a while ago." So anyway, I was excused at that point and went home. But that night, I noticed on TV the man they'd brought in while I was there was Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, at that point, I sat down that evening for some reason, I don't know why, and pulled out a small notebook and wrote down everything I could remember from that day.
Well, I know why. That's common sense. You just saw the president get executed, and you want to keep everything fresh. That's exactly what I would do.
Well, I that's what I did. Still got it today. And anyway, through the years, I collected a lot of notes, this, that, the other. Put it out of my mind for years. This was something in the past, and did not allow it to interfere with my family or my career. But my wife kept a lot of notes and did it in the books. In 1988, I'm on a plane going to New York and get talking to the lady next to me. Turns out she's Madeline Brown, Lyndon Johnson's mistress for 21 years. The tale she told me was almost unbelievable. I absorbed it, put it in the back of my mind, but did not let it get to me.
And by the way, I knew her and interviewed her in person many times, and she even had a son with LBJ.
Stephen.
Absolutely, and I had family that lived in Austin at the time, and I mean, pretty much everybody then, it was such a small town, knew about LBJ and the things he was up to, but it's on record that that really was his mistress.
That's correct. That's correct. But anyway, she had a long tale to tell, which I'm sure you've heard. You probably heard what she had to say.
No, but recap it for folks.
Well, you know, that about him getting drunk and telling her the planning and things that they did. That
we can't say it on air because it's profane, but, you know, that son of a you-know-what will never embarrass me again after tomorrow.
Well, that's correct. Well, that was that goes back to the meeting the night before the assassination at the Clint Murchison house.
And, of course, Tricky Dicky was also in town for a soda pop convention.
Well, that's over there, and supposedly a party for Hoover. And after the party was over, and actually in the morning hours, I think at 12:30 in the morning, Lyndon Johnson comes walking in to the party. It breaks up, and they have a secret meeting. And the people we just mentioned go into this meeting, and the meeting was really the planning, covering up the assassination. When the meeting's over, Lyndon Johnson comes walking over to Madeline, who'd been waiting in the living room, and as you said, we can't say it on TV, but said those whatchamacallits, Kennedys won't be making fun of me anymore, or something to that effect. And but anyway, I at that time did not absorb. I had a busy life going on at the time. But then I start meeting other people that are insiders to Johnson. And one by one, they tell me the same exact story. Lyndon Johnson was behind the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Listen, his lawyer, as you know, has now gone public and talked about all his hitmen in Austin and the rest of it. It was well known. LBJ would just swagger around bragging about it drunk half the time. He owns half the town still. His family does. I'm even on a local radio station he used to own, KLBJ 590. And he just basically did whatever he wanted to. And I even know folks, well, I'm not going to get into it. The point is that this is an open secret in Texas. They had signs up everywhere saying, you know, go after him for treason and all the rest of it. And then they act like we're weird for saying this. But I want to talk about the First Amendment. We'll also get into your book, sir, which everybody obviously should read to get a real, you know, insider breakdown on what happened. Because I've read your book, and it's very historical from my deep research, and it's an excellent read. But expanding on this, if you just joined us, James Tagg, the only other person shot other than JFK and Governor Connally 50 years ago this Friday in 1963 on November 22nd. What do you make? Because it's in the Dallas newspapers, the fact that you've said you want to go. But no, a man who was there, a man who saw the president's head blown off from, I don't know, 15, 20 yards, whatever it was, and then was wounded by a bullet fragment in the face, you don't get to go. And then the mayor says openly, well, we don't want this to be unseemly with any conspiracy theorist. We want this to be classy. Yes, very classy to have the political progeny of the establishment who killed JFK to bring in a military-industrial complex coup d'etat so that they don't have to hear the 90% of the American people that don't buy their bull. What is your take on that, and what do you think of the fact that you and others that don't buy the official story are being barred from this this Tiananmen Square, you know, style communist parade?
Well, it's been 6-7 weeks ago. I was in a photo session with the mayor was present, and Mike Rollins, and I asked him about the way they're handling this 50th anniversary deal, and he made it very clear that this was not about Kennedy being assassinated. This was about his life. They're going to celebrate his life. And I said, well, what about all those barricades and all that stuff? I've never known any problems there. If anybody went to Dealey Plaza, never heard of a problem in 50 years, why all this military-like thing? And he just shrugged his shoulders and walked off.
Well, that's right. They spin it like we're going to have, he's in the Dallas Morning News, a dignified thing to remember his life. Well, then why are they having it where he died? Why are they having all of the people that push the official story coming there to be inside the perimeter to so the media can have a controlled event? You know, we've demonstrated about the cover-up of the truth of 9/11. So they started pushing it back until they push you back 10 blocks so they could have a controlled media event. That's what this is.
Well, I'm surprised. Now, I did get invited to the museum on Wednesday evening for a special deal, so I wasn't completely left out of it, but as far as being there for the 50th anniversary, no, I'm not invited.
No, I was about to say, because of lawsuit threats, they're allowing people that weren't given tickets, who are obviously part of it and were witnesses and victims, There's only three victims. Well, the American Republic was a victim, but you were actually shot by a fragment, a ricochet piece. But that's what they're doing now, is they're going to allow some of the groups that threaten to sue, they'll be able to be brought over for 5 minutes in their little cordoned area. Look, I'm going to be there, sir, and I hope thousands of my listeners show up to protest the attack on the First Amendment. Because, I mean, they turned Tiananmen Square into a non-free speech zone. We don't want them to turn Dallas into one.
Well, now on to back up a little bit, on the 40th anniversary, they had Dealey Plaza blocked off, all three streets, and I was the guest speaker for the exact moment of the 40th anniversary. They had NBC, ABC, and CBS, and all the other TV cameras there, and I was proud of that. And there was no problems whatsoever. There's probably 10,000 people there in Dealey Plaza. But there was no problems. Just as I spoke.
That's right. Well, stay there. I want to hear more about this. A historic figure, James Tague, is on the line with us. Wounded 50 years ago this week in Dallas when the coup d'etat against America was carried out. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got James Tague on the line with us. And Jim is with us for this six-minute segment, the next five-minute segment. He's going to be gone. And I've been asking some of the questions here. Sir, you know, after you leave, you'll probably remember something that you wanted to say and get out there. I know you're a Texas gentleman. Listen to you talk. You sound and pretty much look like my mother's father, my grandfather. I guess that'd be my paternal or no, maternal grandfather. So you just sound like a classic old-timey Texan. You know, you're a gentleman. You don't like to cause a ruckus. You want to be nice. But, I mean, come on. They are openly saying that they're not going to let anybody in or near that doesn't agree with the official story when major polls show 90% or more. What is your take on the censorship issue? Because people can think whatever they want about JFK. If you research it, it's clear as a nose on my face, it's an inside job, a fraud that killed the patsy. But what is your take on the First Amendment issue and then other points you'd like to make?
Well, first of all, there's still people around who do not want the name of a president sullied. They just don't want it to come out that here was a president that ordered at least 8 or 9 murders we know of, and people say as many as 17. We know who the assassin is. Mack Wallace. His fingerprint was on the sixth floor, and it's all there. And I don't know why the pressure from the government is there to not allow the truth to come out. Well, it's coming out whether they like it or not, and there's three of us write the same thing almost in different ways, and that's Roger Stone and Barr McClellan. Barr McClellan was the attorney. Johnson being behind the assassination. It's not a big deal to it. You just take it step by step, and there your proof has been laying there for years.
Well, I've been around high-powered Republicans from Texas, and it's a big joke. I mean, it's well-known they blew his head off, and then they sit there and just criticize everyone that talks about it and call us conspiracy theorists. You'd have to be really a conspiracy theorist, a fiction writer, to come up with the official story.
Well, there's no fiction to it. It's non-fiction story. The truth has been lying there in bits and pieces for years. I'm surprised somebody hadn't put it all together before me. One good example I'd like to make is, and I pointed out in the book, is the escape, the assassin's escape. And it's right, I own a 26-volume set of the Warren Report. And it's right in the Warren Report, Roy Truly's testimony, third time he testifies, he tells how the assassins escaped. And it's right there, and nobody's picked up on it for years.
We're going to go to break. I want you to come back and talk about that. But specifically, what did you make of E. Howard Hunt, the famous CIA coup d'etat commander, giving a deathbed confession that he was part of the operation under LBJ?
I have not put anything into that, and I got a reason for that. I would look at other books and scan them, but I never read other books. I don't think I want my head. I think I knew I was going to write this book someday, and I didn't want it influenced by others.
You just went off with your own research and being part of it.
That's right.
And I guess folks can go to Amazon.com and get your book. Where else can they go?
Barnes & Noble, they can go to buy eBay bookstore.
All right, well, folks seem to read it. It's a good book. Stay there. Back in 60 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ index. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.